Check your calendar, Santa. A Daredevil fic written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. The first Christmas after a life-changing accident is always the hardest. But if Jack knows one thing to be true, it's that a good dog and a visit from Santa can make a world of difference. There were only 2 days until Christmas, and Jack still hadn't made up his mind about Santa Claus. He'd bought the red suit a handful of years ago in a second-hand shop, and he wore it every Christmas for Mattie. Except that was before. A painful lump rose in his throat and he choked it down. He couldn't keep doing this. He couldn't break down and cry every time he remembered that Mattie was blind now. He had to be strong. He had to get over it somehow. Himself, he meant. He had to get over it, not Mattie. He just couldn't bring himself to be a tough love kind of parent. Some days he didn't know what the hell kind of parent he was anyway. He was trying. He really was. He was trying so hard for Mattie. He was trying to be better, more patient, more understanding, more... just more. Maggie coming to the hospital after Mattie's accident messed with his head. They talked for the first time in years. Talked, meaning she asked about Mattie, what his prognosis was, whether there was anything that could be done. He told her no and asked if she wanted to see him, to comfort him, to hold her own son's hand. She hadn't, and he told her to get the hell out. Maggie did. She was good at that. She was really good at walking away from Mattie. He didn't need her. Neither of them did. They were fine, right? It'd always been enough for Mattie, and he always would be. It was just... he was feeling the pinch at the moment. Financially, things were tougher than they'd ever been. Emotionally, he hadn't felt this wrung out in years. He and Mattie really needed a good Christmas for their spirits, for Mattie's heart, and for Jack's peace of mind. The thing was, Christmas used to be Mattie's favorite time of the year. The kid loved it. Jack lost count of how many times Mattie begged to go carol singing. He dragged him around the city trying to find the biggest lights too. He always wanted to see the most impressive displays. He'd even decorated fog wells with ratty strings of tinsel that had seen better days, and he cut out snowflakes to stick them in the windows. One year, he made a paper chain that was big enough he could wind it all the way around the gym 5 times. Mattie loved Christmas. Before. This year, he didn't ask to do any of that. It was December 23rd, and he hadn't dragged Jack to see any light displays or talked about the church choir. Fogwells hadn't been attacked with paper chains, snowflakes, and angels. The ratty tinsel stayed in the closet. Jack couldn't afford a tree, and Mattie didn't ask for one. He didn't ask for anything, really. Jack asked him what he might want for a present, and Mattie just shrugged and returned to resting his chin on his hand, his face turned towards the window. There wasn't anything much to see out there, even if Mattie could. It was dark early and cold more often than not. The closer Christmas got, the more Jack despaired over the holiday, and he found himself looking longingly at the red Santa suit. Would Mattie even know if he wore it on Christmas Eve like he always did? Probably not. He could tell him he was wearing it, of course, but where was the fun in that? He was starting to realize that things had changed. He fought the idea for months. Everything would stay the same. Mattie would still be able to do just about anything he did before, just differently. That was what all the doctors said. Just differently. Like it was no big deal. It was a huge deal, and Jack had to figure out how he's going to handle it. The time was now, he realized. The time to get his shit together was now. Things weren't the same for Mattie. They couldn't possibly be. But Jack had been in enough fights to know that if you walked into that ring with your head down, thinking you were gonna lose, then you were. It was just that simple. If he went into Christmas Day thinking it was going to be a miserable holiday for him and Mattie, then it was. Something needed to change. Him. He needed to change. His attitude needed to shift somehow. He figured putting the suit on was a good start. Of course, Mattie walked into his room about 60 seconds after he put it on and Jack gave it everything he had. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! he cried in his best impression of jolly old Saint Nick. Matt didn't look impressed. It's not Christmas. It's December 23rd, he pointed out. Check your calendar, Santa. Christmas Eve is tomorrow. Jack deflated slightly and then tried again, saying, Well, Santa will be very busy on Christmas Eve, young man. Yeah, okay, Matt muttered sarcastically. Come on, Dad. Quit messing around. I've known you were Santa since I was 4. Jack gaped at him, stunned by this news. Matty had never let on that he knew, not even once. He'd let Jack play his games and hammer things up, and he'd never said a word. But he was done now, he supposed. Matty was done being a kid, done playing pretend, and that broke his heart. Right, he said with a sigh. At 9 years old, you're practically an old man. I forgot. 10, Matt corrected him. Right, 10. Jack agreed, nodding his head. That's ancient. So come on, Matty, what would you like Santa to bring you for Christmas? Matt sighed. Nothing. Nuh-uh, you've got to pick something, Jack said pleadingly. So maybe the Santa suit and their Christmas Day traditions were more for himself than Matty. He just knew that if they didn't celebrate Christmas this year, Matty would have the perfect basis for not celebrating it again. Jack couldn't let that happen. Matty had lost enough. Son said quietly, Can I pick a wish instead of a present? Yeah, Jack agreed, his voice breaking. Yeah, of course. Can I wish for you to win your next fight? Matt said in a flat, listless tone. Jack looked at him sadly. There isn't anything you want for yourself? No, Matt replied, shaking his head slightly. Jack sighed and managed to hold back his tears by some miracle. He longed to hug Matty, but he held himself back from that too. If he hugged him, he'd cry. He didn't want to cry. He just wanted to give Matt some kind of Christmas. Lying is wrong, Jack said with a mock sternness. It's gonna put you on a naughty list, you know. Come on, Matty, he added when his son didn't crack a smile. What do you want for Christmas? If I can do it for you, I will. You've got to know that. Matt sighed and mumbled. I want a dog. Not a seeing eye dog, just a regular dog. A dog? Jack repeated in surprise. Yeah. Matt mumbled, worrying his bottom lip. He seemed painfully shy all of a sudden. Matty so rarely asked for anything. He wasn't that kind of kid. The kind Jack had seen in plenty of stores, hanging off the shopping cart and screaming for a new toy or candy bar. Matty never did that. He was a good kid, and Jack was going to do this for him. That's what you want, for sure? He asked, and Matty nodded again. You know, you'd have to take care of it yourself, right? It'd be your dog. I know, Matt said solemnly, seeming pretty sure that he could handle the responsibility. All right, Jack agreed with a shrug. We'll go down to the shelter and make some poor dog's Christmas. On one condition. What? Matt asked, frowning slightly. Jack smiled. We break out the tinsel and make it feel like Christmas. It was painful to see the way Matty balked at the suggestion, shaking his head and taking a step back. Matty had never shied away from anything before. Not like this. It worried Jack, and he wished not for the first time that he knew what to do or how to make things better for him. I can't do it like I did last year, Matt mumbled doubtfully. It won't be as good. Yeah, it will, Jack said, his voice sounding hoarse. Please, Matty, it means so much to me. Okay, Dad, Matt agreed with the smallest of smiles. True to his word, Matty helped him decorate the living room and they went down to the shelter later that afternoon. He and Matty picked a dog like his son wanted, a nice gentle one that looked a hell of a lot more like a Labrador cross than pure Labrador, but he was a gentle dog and Matty wanted that one especially, so Jack couldn't really say no to him. It was kind of nice for it to be three of them again instead of just him and Matty. It almost felt like being a family, the Murdochs against the world. Something told him that Lightning Murdoch was going to be a good thing for Matty in the years to come. He had a good feeling about it, and he hadn't been able to say that for a while. Things were changing. Or maybe Jack was.